The messages sent between police officers, published in a police watchdog report out today, paint a picture of a police unit that is sexist, racist and homophobic and had a culture of bullying. Now, I should warn you, the nature of these messages is deeply disturbing, so just in case you want to turn down the radio for the sake of any children in the room. One male officer messaged a female colleague, "I would happily rape you, and if I was single, I would happily chloroform you." Other officers talked about smacking women. They mock Black Lives Matter, people with disabilities, and non-Christian religions. They were sent between police officers who were working at Charing Cross Police Station and uncovered by the police watchdog, the Independent Office for Police Conduct. In its report, the IOPC said, "We believe these incidents are not isolated or simply the behaviour of a few bad apples." Well, the Met Police has said it was deeply sorry about the report's findings. I spoke to the Independent Office's Regional Director, Sal Naseem.
We began our investigations in March 2018, and the reason we got involved was it was a conduct referral made by the Met alleging that an officer had actually had sex with a drunk person at a police station. So this led us to taking over an internal harassment investigation, which was being conducted by the Met. Now, when we took that over, it soon became apparent that there were issues, cultural issues within the team. And that one investigation mushroomed into a series of 9 different independent investigations that we conducted. And they were all to do and uncovering a culture of bullying and sexual harassment and some of the worst kind of offensive social media messages that you might want to imagine.
Okay, involving how many police officers?
We served misconduct notices on 14 police officers. Two of those officers had a case to answer for gross misconduct. Four of the other officers faced misconduct hearings, and a range of other officers faced a mix of management action and disciplinary action.
And these are all officers who worked at Charing Cross Police Station?
Yes. Our investigation focused on the teams working from Charing Cross Police Station, and they were a night shift team that were dealing with the nighttime economy in Westminster. So the whole investigation, that's a really important point to make, is focused on bullying within the Met. These are Met officers bullying their colleagues. What we found was a really worrying culture where bullying, sexual harassment, racism, misogyny, toxic masculinity were really prevalent. And we found a group of officers bullying probationers, female officers and officers who came from ethnically diverse communities. And what we've done today is we've made 15 recommendations using our legal powers to address the worrying concerns we identified around the culture within these teams and the wider things it said to the culture within the Met.
Do you have any idea now of effectively who survives in that team? I mean, are the victims still there, and are any of the perpetrators still there?
Two individuals are no longer employed by the Met, but it's worth highlighting that these teams were disbanded a couple of years ago once this came to light. So these teams don't operate now.
Okay, but just however, to be clear, because there's, I mean, some of the messages that were being sent between are, I mean, we can't repeat them on air because they are so disgusting. But you're saying there's only two of the people who are involved in this who are no longer working at the Met?
There was two people that were sacked as a result of these investigations. And it's worth highlighting that our role here is to find, is to conduct the independent investigation and establish whether there's a case to answer for misconduct or gross misconduct. I think out of the 14 officers that we investigated, the two officers that did lose their jobs, they were the ones that had perpetrated the worst of the behaviour. In terms of the other officers, one of the officers resigned prior to the hearings. Four officers attended misconduct hearings, and a fifth would have attended a misconduct hearing hadn't they resigned.
Right. So two sacked, two resigned, but the rest remain in the force. Can the Met change? When you tap into one force and you find this, can the Met change?
We've made these recommendations because we believe that change is possible, and we're making them so that the Met can be an organisation whose culture is one that includes all of its officers. It includes officers that come from different diverse backgrounds. It's a culture that that female officers feel proud to be part of, and it's a culture where officers feel empowered to speak out where they experience any form of bullying and harassment.
So can I just ask, would you feel comfortable if one of your female relatives relied on the force at the moment, if they were vulnerable in any way?
I would say the majority of police officers do a really difficult job and really difficult circumstances. But when you get instances like this, and when you get issues and investigations like we are talking about now, we are deliberately exposing what a canteen culture, as it's called, looks like. Why are we doing that? So that the public understand and serving police officers understand what that looks like. And it's important that they feel then empowered to call it out.
That was Sal Naseem of the Independent Office for Police Conduct.